I would like you now to imagine yourself sitting in a room in your mind. And in front of you, you see several television screens. And these screens are showing you doing something different in each screen. They are showing you doing different jobs, or being in different professions, or simply doing different things. There are 5 screens showing you doing 5 different things. 1 thing per screen. Now, we want to discover which one of these television sets is showing you doing what you are most passionate about. So as I continue speaking now, one of the screens goes blank. This is the screen which shows you doing something which you are least interested in doing out of the 5 things. So now one of the screens goes blank because you weren't really that interested in doing that thing, or at least not compared to the other 4 things. So now all you see are 4 screens. The other screen just goes away. And you see yourself doing something different in each of the screens. And as you see yourself in those screens, really pay attention to what you are doing on each television screen. You are doing something in each of them. And as I continue talking now, another one of the screens goes blank, because that screen was showing you doing something which was not as exciting for you as what the other screens were showing you. So now another screen has gone blank and disappears completely, and you only see 3 screens, and in each of those you are doing something different, whether it is a job, a profession, or just something. Now, as I mentioned, you want to decide which one of those things you are most passionate about, and I am here to help you by eliminating the screens that don't belong. That is my role. Your role is to make the ultimate decision. Which of these things are you most passionate about? So in a moment, one of the 3 screens will become very large and actually push the other 2 screens out of your sight. That screen will be the thing about which you are most passionate. I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, one of the screens will become large, and the other 2 will be pushed out of your sight. 3, 2, 1. And now you see in front of you your passion, and you will remember this. You will remember your passion. I want you to imagine yourself. I want you to imagine yourself 6 months from now, having pursued this passion, having taken the steps necessary to develop this profession, or this job, or this thing that you like to do. 6 months from now, and I would like you to look back to the present from 6 months in the future. Notice all the simple and easy steps which were necessary to get you from where you are now to 6 months in the future, when you are enjoying that passion, when you have developed that passion. See all the steps easily laid out in front of you, And now, as you come back to the present, you realize that you will take those steps to fulfill your passion. You will do this easily, and you will enjoy doing it, because that thing that you saw, whatever it was, is your passion, and you will pursue your passion. It will almost seem effortless, because you enjoy it. You enjoy pursuing your passion. Realize that everything is going to be just fine. You begin to realize the true power you have, and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day, you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence, as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily, and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you, who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now, as I am silent, and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth, and really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation. steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success, and so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. Now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. good. And now, as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. I would like you now to imagine yourself sitting in a room in your mind, and in front of you, you see several television screens, and these screens are showing you doing something different in each screen. They are showing you doing different jobs, or being in different professions, or simply doing different things. There are five screens showing you doing five different things, one thing per screen. Now, we want to discover which one of these television sets is showing you doing what you are most passionate about. So as I continue speaking now, one of the screens goes blank. This is the screen which shows you doing something which you are least interested in doing out of the five things. So now one of the screens goes blank because you weren't really that interested in doing that thing, or at least not compared to the other four things. So now all you see are four screens. The other screen just goes away, and you see yourself doing something different in each of the screens. And as you see yourself in those screens, really pay attention to what you are doing on each television screen. You are doing something in each of them, and as I continue talking now, another one of the screens goes blank because that screen was showing you doing something which was not as exciting for you as what the other screens were showing you. So now another screen has gone blank and disappears completely, and you only see three screens, and in each of those, you are doing something different, whether it is a job, a profession, or just something. Now, as I mentioned, you want to decide which one of those things you are most passionate about, and I am here to help you by eliminating the screens that don't belong. That is my role. Your role is to make the ultimate decision. Which of these things are you most passionate about? So in a moment, one of the three screens will become very large and actually push the other two screens out of your sight. That screen will be the thing about which you are most passionate. I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, one of the screens will become large and the other two will be pushed out of your sight. 3, 2, 1. And now you see in front of you your passion, and you will remember this. You will remember your passion. I want you to imagine yourself. I want you to imagine yourself 6 months from now having pursued this passion, having taken the steps necessary to develop this profession, or this job, or this thing that you like to do, 6 months from now, and I would like you to look back to the present from 6 months in the future. Notice all the simple and easy steps which were necessary to get you from where you are now to 6 months in the future, when you're enjoying that passion, when you have developed that passion. See all the steps easily laid out in front of you. And now, as you come back to the present, you realize that you will take those steps to fulfill your passion. You will do this easily, and you will enjoy doing it, because that thing that you saw, whatever it was, is your passion, and you will pursue your passion. It will almost seem effortless, because you enjoy it. You enjoy pursuing your passion. Realize that everything is going to be just fine. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent, in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. Good. And you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. You never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect.